Hello and welcome. It's hour number three. Ben Maller radio show recorded overnight and put in the podcast format. Limited commercial interruption. We thank you for tuning in. So this hour, boxing with a catch. Jake Paul, the YouTube kid, is a 3-0 boxer. But is it a legit 3-0? We also talk about his latest fight over the weekend. Is he scamming the boxing public, or is he the real deal? A Ben Maller Show investigation in hour number three. It's coming your way right now. Well, boxing returned, kind of, to the American landscape over the weekend, and you cannot have boxing without calls of fraud raining down from the heavens. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we filibuster coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR live from inside your eardrums, providing marginal sports talk radio all night long from the Fox Sports Radio studios. So our lead this hour, coming from the world of boxing, it's celebrity boxing, specifically the pay-per-view card over the weekend. There's debate how many people actually paid for it. More on that later. But the rise in, we assume at some point, fall of Jake Paul, the YouTube sensation. Now, if you did not see the fight over the weekend, chances are you didn't. I was debating whether or not to talk about this. I happened to watch it. Now, it was a pay-per-view fight, and I might have looked at, you know, somebody sent me a link to something. I don't know. But I did watch the event. I didn't pay for it, per se. Let's just say that. But I'm not a sucker. But for purposes of content, I happened to check it out. And Jake Paul knocked out a former UFC fighter, Ben Askren, in round number one. And if you look at it on the surface, it was a dominating performance. So dominating, in fact, that people were questioning its authenticity. During Saturday night's Triller Fight Club event, Jake Paul knocked down Askren about a minute into the fight, and he threw a big right hand and right on the old schnozola, bam! And after giving Askren a standing eight count, the referee determined that this guy could not continue. Fight stopped in the first round. Now, fans immediately questioned the integrity of what they had just witnessed, the referee's decision to stop the fight, and many people feeling the fight was rigged. So let us discuss. Now, I realize that most people didn't see this fight. Chances are you saw the clip, which has gone around on social media, of the end of the fight. It only lasted a minute or so. So it's not like you pretty much could watch the whole thing on a clip on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, whatever your social media poison of choice is. My favorite part of the highlight was Snoop Dogg yelling MF, MF in the background, except he didn't say MF. You think of the great calls in sports. You think of Al Michaels at the Olympics, Olympic hockey back in the day. You think of Vince Scully with some of the calls he's had. And then you have Snoop Dogg yelling MF-er in the background. I mean, just the all-time greats. Anyway, the question as we discuss, Jake Paul's win over this Ben Askren, above board or sham city? All right. Now, my position on this, Shamsville, USA. Shamsville, USA. So I've got fairy tale, Cheshire cat, and duck test. And we will connect all of this together and form an okay Maller monologue. Now, first of all, the legal department here at FSR would like me to just fully throw out the fact that I have no physical proof that this was a rigged deal. It is merely my opinion. All right, my opinion that this was fraudulent. Now, I'm going to say there's a 99.9% chance that this was staged, is what it was. And based on what I watched, and there wasn't much to watch, the buildup lasted much longer than the actual event. in many respects, it's kind of like dating, right? You spend a lot of energy and effort to get to that big event, and then often it doesn't last very long. But over the weekend, this just did not pass the smell test. It didn't. Unless you like the scent of rotting eggs, because it was rotten eggs is what it was. I mean, and this had the feel of a Vince McMahon production, where content is king. You got to have the protagonist and the antagonist, check, check, like the magic key that helps create the maximum value. The WWE, which is tremendously successful, but is staged to heighten entertainment value. And that's the vibe I got. Now, again, I have no proof that that's what happened, but that's the vibe I got watching the Jake Paul fight. It's more likely than not that Jake Paul's posse knows that the hoi polloi, that would be you and I, are suckers. And so he is taking advantage of the marketplace. He's building up the people around him, building up the legend, the fairy tale of what appears to be a sham boxing career. But every victory, every one of these wins, guys like me talk about them, and that leads to a bigger payday down the road. Now, how much did Jake Paul actually get? They'll wait until the pay-per-view numbers come out, but he was guaranteed $690,000 for the event, plus loads of pay-per-view money on the other side, as they say. Now, secondly, if you watch the fight game, if you're a fan of pugilism and you watch these events on the regular, and I like boxing. I wish there were more big fights to talk about. This was not a big fight. I'm talking about it anyway. I'm getting a little thirsty for boxing, and I like when there's big fights and everyone's watching and there's a communal effort where you rally around on a pay-per-view on a Saturday night and watch a big fight. I think it's fun. It's great. It's cool. But you need to have, and if you're a fan of fighting, you should already have this, a skeptical eye for the regular guy, especially these celebrity fisticuffs that have become more and more popular recently. So you got to take this stuff with a grain of salt. Now, why is that? If you're a boxing fan and you understand the sweet science, you already know this. The term take a dive originated in boxing, right? The reason it originated in boxing is because it happened all the time, generally done as a means to rig the outcome of the match. Now, was Ben Askren really punched in the face by Jake Paul? Yes, he absolutely was. Did he go down? Absolutely. Should the fight have ended at that point? Absolutely not. You have to question the official in this case, who was very quick to call the fight. Askren jumped right back up onto his feet. Generally, you allow the fight to continue. This is a guy who has been, I'm not a UFC or an MMA fan, but he has been in some nasty rhubarbs in the MMA world, and I saw some of the clips of fights that this guy's been in, and you know, he would just be beaten to a pulp, and he would continue on and on, and you're telling me one punch, he's done? One punch to the face, that's it. Now, he's not a traditional boxer. This was his boxing debut, but still. Does not pass the litmus test. And so what's my anecdotal evidence that there was some funny business going on? As a amateur shrink on the radio, I always go back to the body language. And Ben Askren, when he was walking back to the locker room after the loss, we've seen plenty of boxers that have walked back, done the walk of shame after a loss, and when the fight was legit, there's a certain cadence, there's a certain way they approach that. Normally, head down, bad posture, oh crap, I got my face bashed in, this sucks. Ben Askren, he was being hugged by his lady friend. He had an ear-to-ear Cheshire Cat smile. He had the look of a guy who had just pulled a fast one and taken a trip to payday paradise, because he got at least $500,000 for what, a minute and some change in the ring? Are you kidding me? I think that's more than he ever made as a UFC fighter. And he didn't appear to be someone who was loopy and you know, had their brains turned into mashed potatoes. He looked like, hey, I came out there, mission accomplished. I'm not brokenhearted. I'm not embarrassed about what happened. He didn't look like that at all. Instead, he was like, all right, I expected this to happen. Maybe he didn't expect it to happen at that time, but I'm not that upset about it. I'm okay. I'm fine. And, you know, I'll go my merry way. La, 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 la. Mission accomplished. All right, final thought. So Jake Paul is going to test how far you can push the limits in 2021 of the gullible public. And he has been a master of generating buzz. Now, how much of it is real and how much of it is fake, publicity-wise, in the wild, wild west of social media where you've got algorithms and bots and all that, you don't know what's real and what's fake, but he certainly appears to be doing very well in that domain. How much of that is legitimate and how much of that is bullcrap, that's open to interpretation. However, nothing lasts forever. Somewhere along the way, if you keep boxing, there is going to be a tipping point, right? When you do inventory of Jake Paul's boxing career, what you want to call a boxing career up until this point, it does not pass the duck test. The duck test, if it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, then it's a duck. Right? If it looks like chicanery, if it walks like chicanery, and if it talks like chicanery, it's chicanery. Right?
That's my duck.
Can't worry about the people who are sleeping now and will not hear this. I'm only worried about you, right? Now, regardless, if you are a P1, do not be hustled. Don't be bamboozled or scammed or hoodwinked or led astray. Yeah, Jake Paul is 3-0 against Flim Flam as a professional boxer. He beat some YouTuber I've never heard of in a YouTube battle. That was his first fight. Remember the pint-sized Nate Robinson, NBA player there? That was embarrassing. That was in L.A. That was a Mike Tyson fight night. And then he's now beaten an alleged MMA fighter, Ben Askren, because the referee did not allow the fight to continue. So there's a lot to this. There's a lot of parts to it. But Jake Paul is 3-0. Did you pay for the fight? Did anyone pay for the fight? I went into my circle, which granted is a weird circle. It's more like a triangle. But I was trying to find out if anybody saw the fight in my little group, and nobody did. Nobody in my circle, plausibly sports fans, they claim to be sports fans, nobody paid for the fight. Which is actually, I was actually proud of that. I was actually happy about that. And then I had to remind, when they asked me, were you paid for the fight, Ben? No, I didn't pay for the fight. I mean, I watched it, but I didn't pay for it. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. We will take your phone calls. I was told by Hayes last hour that even though I give out the number on the regular, that I guess he just doesn't pick it up, he can't understand it, or the lines are always busy. But I'll give out the number right now to you. If you can trump Hayes, if you were listening last hour, it was a very interesting job. It was good to talk to Hayes, learn a little bit about his life. 877-996-6369. 877-996-6369. Now, I did want to play some audio here if we have it. I mentioned this earlier. I didn't pay it off. So, in love with the Big Apple, that would be Zion Williamson of your New Orleans Pelicans. The rumors have already started that as soon as he can get out of the bayou, he is headed to the Big Apple. Now, this is only going to add jet fuel to the fire. The New Orleans Pelicans star playing at Madison Square Garden for the first time as a professional. And here is how it sounded. Zion Williamson ranting about how much he loved the New York experience.
I'm glad you asked that, actually. New York is the mecca of basketball. I love playing here. When I played here in college, and this is my first time playing here in the pros, and I mean, this atmosphere, you know, whether they're cheering for you, whether they're booing for you, it's amazing. Honestly, I think outside of New Orleans, obviously, I think this might be my favorite place to play outside of New Orleans. I can't lie to you.
Yeah. All right. Now, a couple things here. Number one, on that comment, this is a classic example of the movie The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance from the 1960s, right? When the legend becomes the fact, you print the legend. New York hasn't been the mecca of basketball in how many years, right? The Knicks, you're talking about the Knickerbockers. The Knicks have been a joke, right? The Knicks have not even made the postseason since 2013, right? And if you go back to the year 2000, the Knicks have made the playoffs six times. You know how many times they've missed the playoffs? Every other year they've missed the playoffs. And most of those playoff runs, there was a three-year stretch from 2012 to 2013, or 2011 to 2013 when they made the playoffs. And then early on when Jeff Van Gundy was still coaching the Knicks. But it's the Mecca. Oh, New York, the Mecca. Oh, my God. Stop. Actually, the Mecca of basketball has been Los Angeles. That's been the Mecca of basketball. But anyway, all right, it is the Ben Maller Show, so that just be prepared for the next several years until Zion Williamson can jimmy his way out of the Bayou. You will hear rumors, endless rumors about Zion going for the promised land. Now, speaking of the NBA, a former NBA player who is a pretty good NBA player, this is not some scrub, he says, hey, I would like to take on Jake Paul in the next sham celebrity fight. Who is it? We'll get to that. And from the land of make-believe, fun with numbers, back of the napkin math, we'll get to that as well. We will do it next.
You pay me $500,000, I'll endorse a gay magazine.
What's wrong with that? I was ahead of my time.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Big Ben Maller, he has no equal. Maller Militia, here's a sequel. Ben Maller is the greatest, we've all heard him say so. Then why can't he beat Eddie and take home that pile of pesos? He dominates the airwaves from Miami to Vancouver. I think I'd win a password. I know the Maller maneuver.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones. He is the liar, liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop de Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan.
Octopussy.
And live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
I don't like to talk over a vocal. We'll have the instant advice line coming up a little bit later in the hour. Former NBA player would like to fight Jake Paul, another former NBA player. Who is it? We'll get to that coming up in a minute. Also, from the land of make-believe. Interesting. We had Hayes that called up earlier who said he washes bodies. That's what he does. Mark, man, the Bronco fan, points out that he is actually a firefighter. So we're learning about different people in the Maller Militia. The Burner account writes in, says, talking about taking a dive, Benjamin. He dove right into a small kiddie pool of money. Of course this was fake and bad acting. Straight money grab. We're trying to build this guy up to be the great white hope. There you go. Just like Rocky. Just like Rocky. Robin Vegas says, excellent monologue, Ben. I agree with you 1,000%. If you actually pay this... you're a complete rube. Look at clips of Askren's MMA fights, which he's taken beatings far worse, and his posture and facial expressions in the back after the fight. This was a gigantic farce. Yeah, as Al Michaels would say, this was farcical. This was absolutely farcical. Justin in Cincinnati said we should have a celebrity fight between Coop and creepy Brian Finley. I say Coop kicks his ass. I would bet on Coop, absolutely. Coop's got little man strength. He would kick Finley's ass, and it wouldn't even be close.
Got little man strength?
Yes, little man strength. Coop would do very well. And then Mr. Nice Guy pointed out, Eddie, that is Finley even a celebrity, though? Which he's not. Absolutely not. You'd take Finley, right, Coop, in a street fight?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
When's the last time you were in a fight, Coop?
I've never been in a fight.
There you go.
No, but it doesn't matter.
He's been saving up his rage all these years.
But have you seen Finley?
I see him a lot, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Unfortunate. You know, I wish I didn't see him, Eddie. How about you never take another day off unless Ralph comes in here and works? How about that? Wreck-It Ralph. I never thought I'd be longing for Ralph to come in here.
Memorial Day. Look out, Memorial Day.
No, come on. How dare you? Maybe I'll start taking holidays off just to avoid that dope. How about that?
You got
maybe
over a month to be prepared.
Nice holiday time.
I won't be here either. That's great.
Oh, come on, Coop. Roberto, you going to be here, Roberto?
Yeah, I'll probably be here.
All right, good job. It's a good job by you. Yeah, when are you going to Denver, Roberto? Aren't you going to go see the Dodgers in Denver? Are you still doing that?
Yeah, I might. I don't know now. Maybe.
We got a lot of listeners in Denver, Roberto.
Yeah.
You going to meet the Maller Militia in the Mile High City if you go there?
Yeah, definitely.
Part of the rules.
For sure.
Got to hang out with the fans.
Just go for a Raiders-Broncos game at Mile High.
See what a real football game is like.
Nah.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I gotta.
What's back, the explanation?
Back in the day, yeah. Nah, not anymore.
Back in his fighting days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Roberto got kicked out of every game he ever went to. Back in those young Roberto.
Isn't it better now because you won't get in a fight? You'll.
And Broncos fans are we're a peaceful, you know.
Yeah, sure.
They're like all high.
Fan group. That's right.
Like when they're throwing snowballs at Lincoln Kennedy.
Oh, I saw Lincoln just hung up the microphone.
Snowballs.
Huh?
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
Lincoln Kennedy is calling a career, I guess.
Is that right?
Yeah, I saw Andy Furman tweet it.
I did not.
He's been here a long time. Yeah, over the weekend, I guess.
Wow. No more Lincoln. Is he still going to do the Raider games, or is he just leaving Fox Sports Radio?
That's a good question. All I know is Andy Furman. I saw his tweet saying, you know, great working with Lincoln, great guy.
He's been doing weekends a long time.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's super cool, man.
We went to his house, Roberto, when we went to the Super Bowl in Arizona. He invited all the Fox people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah, nice house. Shocking enough.
Wow. Now you're just, I know. You're that guy.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You know, you're that guy. Although I can trump you because I gave Lincoln a ride back. He flew out to do shows and he lives in Arizona. Are we allowed to say that?
I just said that.
Okay. I wasn't listening. But anyway, so
it's kind of like me and your monologues. It's fair.
Yeah.
So anyway, they flew him out. He was doing some shows on the weekends, and I gave him a ride back to the hotel because I was going that way down the 405. Yeah, Circle Hotel on the 405 there. It used to be a Holiday Inn. I don't know what it is now. It's got some bougie name to it. Big famous hotel in L.A. Right, kind of close to UCLA. So I gave him a ride. He was staying at that hotel. I gave him a ride, and it was like that. Remember the scene in Police Academy, the old movie, the Hightower?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it was so funny. We were both, me and Lincoln, laughing.
Big man in a little car.
Well, no, because I'm used to being the biggest guy.
That's right, two big men.
Yeah.
That thing was a lowrider.
Yeah, exactly. No, that was a car you would have moved.
The car barely made it over the hill there.
You guys pedaling with your feet like the Flintstones?
It almost died around the Getty Center, but
screaming.
Yeah, the car was in agony. So we made it over the hill, and then I was given, you know, and we were kidding around about, you know, that's the classic, you get pulled over, get out of the car, please, and I'll get out of the car. Boy, that guy's huge. And then Lincoln would get out, and I'd be like, you know, I'd be like the size of his left leg because he's such a huge human being playing in the NFL all his years. But good. Congratulations. If he chose to retire, are you sure he chose to retire, Eddie? Is that?
All I know is I saw the tweet from Andy Furman saying, congratulations, Lincoln Kennedy, and great career, blah, blah, blah.
All right. Who's going to replace? What offensive lineman can we bring in to replace Lincoln Kennedy? You can't.
I don't know.
Hard to replace Lincoln Kennedy. The guy's a legend. So I don't know.
Jackie Slater, he's local, right?
Yeah, Jackie's around. Any offensive linemen since Lincoln Kennedy that have retired that we can bring in here?
How is he not like a blue check mark on Twitter? That's a travesty.
Oh, there's a lot of politics in Twitter, Coop. You know that. Come on.
How am I not a blue check mark? Huh, Twitter?
Don't you know who I am?
I was in a contest with Pat O'Brien when he worked at the company, and Pat wasn't verified either. Pat's a big, you know, big star and all that. He was, you know, back in the day. And so we were in this contest. And I lost by like a week. And Pat sent me the most nasty messages on my phone because he was like, he had photos of the blue check mark, you know, his face next to it. And he was sending me all these messages. Not like, no, not like that. But, yeah, but you know, it was interesting.
See, but back then you could apply for it. Now you just got to.
You got to know somebody.
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah, you got to know somebody. But even then, you had to know somebody. Like, there were people, like, I had to go through back channels. I had to get favors out of people that I hadn't talked to in a while. Hey, how you doing? How the kids? You know, how about that check mark?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Ben, to the NHL, the Vancouver Canucks back on the ice on Sunday. They beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 3-2 in overtime on a Bo Horvat, or as Roberto likes to call him, Bo Horfart, overtime game-winning goal. Now
that's what he got called in elementary school.
Yeah,
so I'm sorry.
Now the Canucks hadn't played a game since March the 24th because of COVID. They were off 26 days. I'm going to guess they were probably, like, I don't think a lot of people bet on hockey. I'm going to guess a lot of people probably did bet on the Canucks to not win this game after 26 days off, and they would have lost because, again, they beat the top team in the North Division, the Maple Leafs, 3-2 in overtime.
Well, there is no such thing as a sure thing, Eddie.
That's for sure.
You should always be willing to bet on the dog because the dogs often do well. All right, look at that. When's the last time you had 26 days off, Eddie?
Oh, God. High school?
Yeah. Mine was 09. I had 6 months and 26 days.
I wasn't going to say anything.
I know.
At least you came back.
Yeah.
What a great comeback story.
Worst decision the company ever made. Anyway, all right. Well, actually.
The folks who made that decision, they're long
they're
gone.
They're long
right?
gone. Yeah. That's true. They are long gone. All right. Thank you for that. Very, very good, Eddie. It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on. So a couple things just to finish up on this Jake Paul. We'll get to some calls. Jake Paul claims that that fight over the weekend, that sham fight, we think it's a sham, against Ben Askren, made $65 million. No way. I'm calling bull. What did the pitcher for the Padres, the broadcaster, Grant say? Bolshoi? I'm going to steal that. Bolshoi is what I'm calling on that. That's some Bolshoi is what that is. Jake Paul said that they sold 1.3 million pay-per-views. He tweeted that out. The number was actually 1.5, he said. 1.5 million, he claimed, over the weekend. And there are people saying that is not actually the case. There's some people that work in the television industry that think that number is at least half that, if not lower than half. And I'm gonna believe the critics. I'm not gonna believe Jake Paul. Jake Paul's a BS artist, so I'm not gonna believe them. The other thing I mentioned, a former NBA player. Remember, you gotta be old to remember this guy, Kendall Gill. Remember Kendall Gill?
Yeah, absolutely. University of Illinois.
Yeah,
Seattle Supersonics, Charlotte Hornets,
76ers.
Nice. See, now you guys are just bragging. Kendall Gill would like to fight Jake Paul.
Oh, don't do that. Didn't you see what he did to the last NBA guy?
Yeah. Jake Paul's in his 20s, right? How old is Jake? He's like in his mid-20s or something like that, I would think, right? I don't know how old he is. But Kendall Gill's in his 50s. He's in his early 50s now. He's been around a while. He played
He's
back
24.
In the 90s.
No, he was never on the 76ers. I was wrong.
Jake Paul's 24.
24. All right, so 24 versus 52. That would be the matchup there.
Yeah, I would advise him not to do that. Although, you know, whatever. He wants to get back
in
the
public light. It's a payday,
man. Yeah,
it's a payday. Listen, you just take a punch, that's it. You take a fall, take a dive like a swan, a little swan dive action, and then you get your money.
No, but Kendall Gill was always super fit, and I guess he took up boxing.
Yeah, he has tried boxing. Like, he has tried boxing.
So I'll go Kendall Gill. I say Kendall Gill whoop his ass.
I would love to see Jake Paul lose, but I think these are all rigged fights, so I don't think he's going to lose anytime soon. Money to be made here.
Just put him in the ring against Mayweather so he can get embarrassed by a 40-something-year-old and we can move on.
No, I won't do it. No, because he's
not
got
for
money
a while.
To be made. Yeah.
Yeah, once people start to lose interest, then he goes to the real fight, and then he gets his ass kicked, right?
Yeah, he'll get to like 8-9, 10-0, something like that.
Yeah.
And then at that point, now it's on.
Agreed.
Now it's on. So, yeah. Let's go to the phones. Dominican Mike is in parts unknown, and he is next. Hello, Dominican Mike.
Hey, what's up, Ben? How you doing, brother?
Dominican Mike, if I was any better, I'd be Hayes, but not Hayes in Minnesota, because he's washing a body right now.
Yeah, no, I got you, man. I'm actually back in Tampa, Florida right now, man. I actually had a hard time staying up right now because it's 4 in the morning out here, you know.
You got to have great discipline, Dominican Mike. You got to have that to be on this show. You know that.
I did, totally, man. I just got in last night, and I was like, man, I'm ready to hang up. I was going to send a Cooper message like, dude, I don't think I can hang anymore, you know. I'm not complaining about being home.
You just got in last night, but your arms are tired. You flew all the way to Tampa. From Arizona?
Absolutely. Well, you see my shoulders. Well, you haven't seen my shoulders, but you know what I'm saying. You see my Twitter picture.
You've got the proper pharmaceuticals there, Dominican Mike.
Hey, brother, you got to do what you got to do, man. I'm Dominican. That's what we do. Dominican people. Yo, if you see a baseball player from the DR, like Soto, you know, Machado, you know,
yeah,
and all that,
yeah.
You know, it is what it is, brother. You know,
are you stereotyping Dominican Mike? Are you? How dare you? How dare you?
Oh, totally. Yeah. Totally.
Racist.
Man. Anyway. All right. Whatever. Anyways, man. Hey, you said a thing about the Yankees sucking, though, by the way. You know who my neighbor is, in a way? I mean, he's about a mile from me. DJ LeMethieu. He lives out here in Channelside. In Tampa.
Who? Yeah, he's not there right now. He'll be back, though, in October. He'll come back when the Yankees are eliminated.
Yeah, totally. But he's there for the rest of the season. You know, he's there for spring training, whatever, you know. So, but, hey, man, what's up with the Padres and Dodgers, man? That's getting hot. I love that.
Not getting hot. The Dodgers own the Padres. The Dodgers very, very rarely lose a series to the Padres.
That is good baseball there, bro.
You're talking about Kershaw getting into it and yelling and screaming like a child? Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. I love that. I love watching that, man. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
That is good baseball there.
I was texting you guys, right? I was watching that game on Friday. That was good stuff.
Yeah, it was great stuff.
I was watching it too, man. I loved
I mean, the end was kind of not good, but I mean, it was up until
the ending was great on Friday's game.
Well, I mean, you know, you got some guy infielder.
Went a little
pitching.
Too long, though, the game on Friday, man.
It did. And you know what, man? Let me let you know a little secret. I'm not supposed to root. I'm just like you. I'm not supposed to root for any teams.
That's right. I'm neutral. I don't root for anybody.
Because of my job, I'm supposed to, and I don't want to tell you what I do for a living, but because of my job, I'm not supposed to root for anybody. But I'm actually a Diamondbacks fan because I live here half of the season. So, you know, I'm a Diamondbacks and a Tampa Bay Devil Rays fan. Anyways, so I don't like the Dodgers and the Padres, but that was good baseball, brother. I love that, you know?
I hear you. All right. Well, anyways, look at that. And, do you drive back to Tampa or did you fly back to Tampa?
No, I fly back, brother. I can't drive. You know what I'm saying? Right. First class, of course. First class, brother.
All right, have a good night, man.
All right.
Go to bed, Dominican Mike.
Next week, all right?
All right.
Totally, man. 4 in the morning here. It's crazy.
All right, go to bed. All right, stop complaining. All right, there he goes. Dominican Mike.
Oh, I think I confused Dominican Mike with Salsa.
Oh, Eddie. That's racist.
That's racist, Eddie.
Because I was like, wait a minute. I know what he does.
We haven't heard
living.
From Salsa in a while. Salsa, man, that guy flew all the way out.
Yeah.
He flew all the way out to hang out.
I
stay your name.
That's Dominican Mike.
That's
No, that's Salsa, isn't it?
No, that's
Dominican Mike.
Oh, damn it. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow,
sports,
Eddie,
gas bags, and blowhards.
Let me give you a shuttle.
Sports
shovel,
bags
Eddie,
and gas bags.
Yeah. No, we don't. I don't think we have any salsa.
All those radio callers look alike to me.
Racist.
Well, on radio, we're all the same, Eddie. You can't tell anybody's
right,
different
that's what
on
I'm
radio.
Saying.
It's the beauty of radio. It's the magic of radio. Let's go to Regina real quick in Minnesota. Hello, Regina in the Twin Cities.
Hello, Ben. Good to hear from you because I have missed you. I've been on too many meds. Sorry.
Hey, Regina, I think I have a guy that you might be interested in here, this Hayes guy. I could set you up if you want, if you're interested.
That scares me. I don't like serial killers.
No, he's not a serial killer. It's just, come on. The guy's working his butt off there. He's got soap and water and a towel. He's washing bodies. That's what he's doing.
He's got a job. Come on. He's a hardworking
man.
He's
an honest man. Yeah. That's a very important job. We're all going to die, and somebody's got to wash the body. That's how it works.
I don't know. But I just wanted to give you a shout-out that, hey, thanks for recognizing my tortuga on the Twinkies, because
who?
I don't know if you know tortuga.
The
you
tortoise.
Don't know La Tortuga?
Yeah.
No.
Who? He's as fast as a tortoise, yes.
Ex- Exactly. Exactly. He is one of the fan faves of the Twins, and he was probably, I think, don't quote me, but I think he was the first one to come up from the minors that actually had his own fan day. And I was able to go to that game, and I literally bought this T-shirt that said, "I run to show that even chubby people can run fast."
Yeah. Hey, listen, he's the great fat hope is what he is. And we wish he was an everyday player. We support him. We are big fans of Astudillo. I loved him on the mound. He reminded me of a young Ben Maller pitching in a first pitch situation at a minor league ballpark, except he was in the big leagues. All right, I got to leave it there. Thank you, Regina, the great Regina in Minnesota. We will have the Insta Advice Line, Unscreened Radio. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to BS. I know exactly who needs our advice. The Houston Cheating Astros, who are now under 500. They are under 500, the a-holes from Houston. And we will give them advice on how to continue to suck. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show's not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Hey, you sports figure guy or girl.
Who the hell are you talking to, son?
Here's some instant advice.
Hold that thought. No one's paid attention to me for 10 whole seconds.
And if you don't like it, screw you.
And away we go. The Insta Advice Line, Unscreened Radio. The safety net is about to come off, and we will give advice. Who needs our advice in the world of sports? Someone, anyone. Well, some weeks are difficult. This week's rather easy. I want to thank Alf, the alien opiner, for recommending this. It's rather obvious. The Houston Astros have now lost 7 of their last 8 games. They have sucked at a time you cannot suck, and the Astros are under 500. And they are dangerously close to being in last place in the American League West. Their Texas rivals, the Rangers, are only a half game separating them from the Astros. So what advice do you have for the Astros to continue to stink out loud? That is the question. What is the answer? 877-99 on Fox, giving advice to the a-holes, the cheaters. From Houston, you, Line 1, you are live on the air, Line 1. Your advice to the Astros.
Be like Ben Maller and throw out a red herring.
Oh, go away. How dare Chris call in? Go away. All right, you, Line 2, you are next. We're giving advice to the Houston Astros.
I'm Fudgy Camo, and I'll kick Jake Paul's ass.
Yeah, Fuzzy, I guarantee I've been on you too. You would win. All right, Line 3, you're next. We're giving advice to the Astros.
I know it's you, Roberto.
Ah, the guy's back! Hey, yeah, I know it's you, Roberto. Guy's back! Now all we need is Where's My Baseball. We haven't had the Where's My Baseball guy in a while. All right, Line 4, you're next, Line 4. Go.
Maybe Dusty Baker should stop complaining about how hard it is to be an Astro.
That's right. Thank you. Supermarket Steve checking in there. Yeah. Oh, it's not fair. I don't know why they're booing us. We cheated in the World Series. Who cares?
Astros.
That's right. Good job, Marcel. All right, Line 5, you're next. It's the instant advice line for the Astros.
Yeah, the Dodgers and the Clippers are not winning championships this year.
Yes, they are. The Dodgers already won a championship, you jackass. And the Clippers are going to win. All right, you're next. Hello, line one. We'll go back to line one. Go ahead, line one. Line one's not there. We'll try line two. It's the instant advice line for the Astros. Unscreened calls at 877-99 on Fox.
So scratch off disrespected Ben on Jordan's Knox. Roberto, boom every time. Never forget.
Boom. All right, you're next. Line three. Go, line three. All right, line three's not there. Coop, pick the final call. The instant advice line for the Astros.
Line six.
Line six, final call, giving advice to a team under 500, the Astros.
Happy birthday, Roberto.
There it is. Happy birthday, Roberto. Right there. That is the kind of advice the Astros need.